Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you joined me today. This is going to be a really powerful show. Today, we're talking about how to use the mind to heal the body. Now, some of you might hear that and go, I've never really been able to do that myself. I'm not even sure that's real. Well, I want to tell you, there's a lot of science behind this right now, and there's many therapies you can use to heal your body. But listen, the fastest way you can heal your body is through your mind and understanding the principles of how to do that. Now, do you heal anything? In my opinion, you don't heal anything. You bring the power of the divine, of God, into this body. You learn where to focus and how to bring this energy into the body. You're persistent with it, and you can start to change, right? But the question is, do you believe you can heal anything, right? Do you believe that that power lies within you? Or do you think it's maybe something outside of you? Or do you think it's not even possible? Well, I've got a very special guest today on the show. We're going to explore all of those questions and many more on the quest to be able to change and heal just about anything. Now, I will tell you this. I've had personal experience with God healing my body, okay? 2017 or 18, I was up skiing in Mammoth, and I had a ski accident. And when that accident took place, I twisted messed my leg up really bad, my right leg. In fact, I tore my ACL, MCL, medial meniscus, and I had a bone fracture, and they took me down on a sled down the mountain, and they got me to the operating room down there in Mammoth. And the doctors did their x-rays, and they said, you know, you've got about a 30% chance of not having surgery. And they said, we're gonna put you in a cast, and we'll send you down to San Diego. It's your hometown. They're going to probably operate on you soon. I went down there. They did an MRI. My doctor said, yeah, you got a little more than 30% chance, but I'd say you're going to have to stay operated on. So I went and did the process that we're going to be talking about today. I did visualization. I learned how to bring the energy into the body and so with some very special people, like the one that's my guest today. And what happened? Within 2 weeks, I was back riding a bike, right? A road bike, right? Doing distances. Now, if I can do that, you can do whatever. This is just, and it's not Ken doing it, all right? Like I said, it's the divine, it's God, but you need to know the principles to be able to do it. All right, I'll be right back, and we're going to take a break. And when I come back, I'm going to have my guest on the show. Here we go. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm so glad you're with me today. Now, we're calling this show The Courage to Demonstrate Radical Healing because I have a guest today who's creating a lot of stir out in the world today. Her name is Brandi Gilmore, and Brandi, welcome to the show.
Ken, thank you so much for having me. I have to say, I love your heart. I love your enthusiasm. You're just a beautiful, beautiful being. So thank you so much for having me. And I also have to say, I love your intro about, is it even possible? I would not have believed it was even possible. So I loved your intro. It's just spot on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to introduce you right now, but I'll tell you something. I didn't think it was possible either, but there was a part of me that thought, why not go try it? Why not go experience it, right? Let's see. And I sure as heck didn't want to have that surgery. Okay. But, all right. So Brandi Gilmore is a researcher and mind-body healing expert who has been captivating audiences worldwide with her incredible ability to demonstrate radical healing using only the mind. She has even shown proof of this incredible healing results using medical thermal imaging, which we're going to show you today on the show. We're going to show you some of those results using thermal imaging. And, you know, due to her breakthroughs, she's has several case studies that have been published in prestigious medical journal. And she has been, she's also delivered a mind-expanding TED Talk, which I haven't seen, Brandi. I can hardly wait to see that. But I want to say this. After her accident in 2003, which left her disabled in excruciating pain and without the hope of recovery, Brandy became a researcher. She was looking how to heal herself. And as a result of that, she's going to explain what she found out and how it can benefit you today. Is that about accurate, Brandy?
That is accurate. And, you know, obviously it's so much different than I would have ever thought. And our minds are truly incredible. And universe, God, divine energy, understanding how to tap into this energy, it's incredible.
It is incredible. And, you know, it's interesting. You know, for me and my journey, I knew I had to let go of some disempowering beliefs, one of which was doubt. And being in doubt and being a skeptic. That was the big thing for me. I know other people have other challenges they need to let go of when they're using the power of their mind. Do you find that that happens for people, or what's your experience with that?
You know, actually, that can, because belief can be powerful, but the great thing is it's also not needed. So after I healed myself, I thought, people are going to think this is impossible. And so I would take people who didn't believe it was possible, and I would work with those. Like, I would give a talk and take people from the audience and who didn't believe it was possible, and show them how to use their own minds. And so I would say belief can be powerful, but it's not necessarily always needed.
Yeah, good. Well, okay. So let me get into your story. So tell me a little bit about your story, Brandy, the backstory here, and what happened, and then what's going on now.
Absolutely. So basically, I had an accident, and that was in 2003, so over 20 years ago. And basically at that time, I used to do network engineering and operations, and I had the accident, and technically I had two. I had a car accident and then a fall, and I fell just wrong, just right, however you want to say it. But I went from living a full life to being wheelchair, walker, cane, in extreme pain. And doctors said that there was nothing else they could do for me. And I was, you know, getting nerve ablations, infusions, injections, all of these things, but it wasn't helping. And I was a mess. And so I started trying everything from diet and supplements and, you know, and when that wasn't working, basically, long story short, my doctors were able to get me into this research study. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get my life back. You know, that's what you hope for, is somebody's going to invent something new and you'll get your life back. And so I got into this study, and as I, you know, go to the hospital for the study, the doctors, they came into the room. And basically, they looked at me and they said, we don't expect you to get better. You can't be a part of the study. And so in that moment, I went from thinking I'm going to get my life back to then being told you can't even be part of this study. And I just got to a point where I didn't want to live anymore. And from that study, what was profound was this, was that afterwards, when I didn't want to live and I was just, you know, there's no point, I had the awareness. I thought, you know, in every single study, it's a known fact that some of the study participants get the real treatment and some of them get a fake pill, a placebo. And I thought, well, if there's a placebo and we know that the placebo can work, that we have, it's proven that we have some type of magic in our minds, if you will, some type of ability that's been proven back to back to back. And so that made me want to explore, how does this work? And the more I started exploring the mind, the more I found other things that were mind-blowing. For example, a person could have multiple personality disorder and they could have different illnesses when they're in different personalities. They could have high blood pressure in one personality and regular or high blood sugar in a different one, or back pain in one personality and not in another. And of course, the same physical body. And that just made me start saying, I just need to understand the mind and how it works.
You know, I'm so glad you're here. I didn't realize we might be going down this particular path. About 2 weeks ago, I was telling somebody, you know, you can't discount the placebo effect. You know, and I was thinking, you know, I need to do more research on that. So, here you are. All right.
But what's amazing is this, is that, so I started researching. I thought it was all about belief. I thought the reason it works is I had to believe. And so I started forcing myself to believe I was already healed. doing after affirmations and visualization, doing all of these things, and it wasn't working. And then I found something called the open label placebo, which is exactly like it sounds. It's open label. So both the doctor and the patient both know it's fake, and it can still work. And I thought, wait a second here. If it can still work and everybody knows it's a placebo, then it's not just belief. And that made me really want to understand, you know, between that and multiple personality disorder, we could see that somebody in different personalities having different illnesses, there had to be other things going on.
Yeah, I read a study at one point where they were studying a multiple personality individual that had actually different color eyes in different personalities. So
yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. How can we do that? How does that work? Right? Okay, so I can hardly wait to get to this. I want to know, I have a lot of questions about this. And I guess what I want to know is, does this work for anybody? That's the first thought I have.
I would say God, universe, divine energy, whatever you want to call it, made our bodies incredible. And I have never not seen it work when somebody has really fully applied themselves. And the way that I would say is like this, is that we know that if somebody has a stroke, it can paralyze part of their body. You know, right brain stroke paralyzes the left side, left brain paralyzes the right side. And basically what I would say is this, is if we know every part of our brain can control every part of our body, I would say every part of our brain also has the ability to heal every part of our body, and that it's the brain-body connection that's the key. And I've seen people heal themselves from all kinds of things.
Okay. Well, I want to find out a whole bunch more. I want to find out how this process works. I bet my audience does too, but I got to take a quick break. So we'll be right back, and we'll find out after the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and I'm talking with Brandi Gilmore today. We're talking about using the power of the mind to heal the body. Brandi, you know, there's a lot of people that have tried using the mind, but it just hasn't worked for them, right? Yeah, like you said, they've used affirmations, they've changed their beliefs, they've done a lot of things like that. Why? Why is that? Why doesn't that work?
I have to say, I relate to that so much. For over 5 years, I was doing the meditations, the binaural beats, the frequencies, the theta state, the delta state, the all of those things. And sure, I could get my pain down at times, but it wasn't healing my body. And I would say this, I would say that, you know, what I started to realize, because I was just trying to, you know, create the change. What I started to do was this, is I started to simplify it. And I said, okay, how can I see that the mind affects the physical body? Emotions. If somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red, or even panic attack, racing heart, shortness of breath. Sexual thought, sexual physical response, we can see the difference. And of course, in the state that I was in, I thought, I'm going to need a lot more than emotions to heal my body. But then I started also looking at extreme emotions. Somebody can be scared to death, or even die of a broken heart, or even current research even suggests that autoimmune conditions are caused by stress. And so we can see that we know that stress affects the physical body. Now, what was one of the things that was key was this, is I said, okay, well, let me look at this objectively, because we know one study after another shows that stress affects the physical body. But I could also see objectively where somebody can be really stressed, have trauma, PTSD, and still not be sick. And conversely, somebody could be happy and still have illness. What's the difference? And what I started to realize was there's a specific combination of emotions that is key. And a simple way to think about it is like this, is that, you know, if somebody wants to make cake and they have flour, they can't make cake. But if they have flour and they mix it with other ingredients, now you can make a cake. And if you have different ingredients, you make a completely different dish. And that's how I started to look at it, is the combination. And that's how I could see it would be possible for different people with multiple personality disorder to have a different illness when they're in different personalities. And I think what's fascinating, you know, is even if we look in the Bible, it's written 3,000 years ago, a merry heart is a medicine to the body. Ill thoughts will dry the bones. So we can see it written throughout history. It was just understanding how to get it to work.
Okay. I'm wondering this because there's a, I found the same exact thing in working with my own body and healing different parts. And that is, it wasn't one thing. It was a combination, was an ingredient, like you just pointed out. So are there different ingredients for different people?
I would say yes and. So there's different umbrellas of ingredients, if you will. I would say that, you know, I call it the five factors. So I would say different factors. And to give an example, I would say that, for example, one of them can be the self-image. And so a person may see themselves like a parent who is sick. And so at a subconscious level, they see themselves as a sick person. Or if somebody has been sick or injured for a long period of time, they could see themselves as being an injured person. And then the body doesn't necessarily want to heal itself. And so I would say getting into healing, those are some of the keys. Now, I would say there's ingredients. So, for example, optimism is another key ingredient, which may sound simple, but even studies after surgery show that people who are the most optimistic heal faster. Cellular proliferation, it speeds up cellular proliferation. So it's like this combination of ingredients that, okay, if we speed it up, okay, we take away the negative, okay, we make sure that the identity is there. And so there's all these different pieces that we have that when we put it together, that's how I've been able to show radical results, even under medical equipment, where you can see on a scan, where you can see somebody who's got physical pain, and I show them how to use their mind, and literally you can see on the scan, their pain goes away, and they feel it gone, and or all kinds of things. But that's what I would say has been the key, has been that.
Okay. Let's go ahead and put that scan up. It looks like you're going to put it on your end. Can you click on that? And let's see.
I can definitely...
I can click
do
on
that.
Oops, I just removed it. You're going to have to put it back up. Sorry about that.
That all works great. So this is a scan. Basically, last year, I had some medical, some case studies published in a medical journal. And can you see that scan now?
Yeah, we can. Here we go. All right.
And so basically what this is, and kind of to explain this for a moment, basically after I healed myself, I thought people are going to think this is impossible. And so I started showing people how to release pain. And then I wanted to do an under medical equipment, which is what this is. Now, an easy way to think about medical thermal imaging, so easy way to think about these scans is if you think about somebody who maybe has a sprained ankle or an infection, it can emit heat from the body. And medical thermal imaging is a very advanced way to detect heat from illness and infection. And so this is an image right here of a woman who had neck and upper back pain. And you can see by the red, that's where it's emitting all of the heat from her pain. Now, if you look under it, it says it took about 22 minutes. And that's how long that is between these two scans, is about 22 minutes. And I showed her how to use her mind and her pain went away. It went from a level 5 of pain to she had like a 0.5 left after 22 minutes. And so that's what I've been able to do, is just show and demonstrate it so we can really see results. Now, what's beautiful is if we come down, we can see some other scans. This one is also, I love to share this one. And part of the reason that is this gentleman, he took it about 28 minutes. And he went, you can kind of see, there we go, right here. He went from a level 6 of pain to a 0 pain. What I love about this also is after I worked with this gentleman, he stood up and he said, I'm surprised that that even worked. He had just come from a 10-day meditation retreat. And before that, a positive thinking seminar. And so what I love was perfect about it is that it shows you that positive thinking can be nice and meditations and things like that can be nice. But the way that I've been able to show people how to get radical results is really identifying the specific emotion and helping them to create that change. And it's not just pain. I've had people go from bedridden to running.
That's very impressive, Brandy. And when we get back from the break, because I got to take another one real quick, can we go into some specifics about what you just said, about all the emotions and how the emotions are tuned into healing the body? We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health and well-being? UK Health Radio is your ultimate digital destination for cutting-edge health information and inspiration. At UK Health Radio, we know that good health is not merely the absence of disease, but a state of complete physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Tune in to our wide range of expert-led shows where renowned health professionals share about the latest research, practical tips, and inspiring stories that will motivate you to live your healthiest life. Don't settle for anything less than vibrant health. Tune in to UKHealthRadio.com, the world's number one talk health radio and podcast platform.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm going to be right back with my guest, Brandy Gilmore, in just a second. But I wanted to reach out to you, my audience, and let you know that we grow as you grow with us, right? That's what this show is all about. We're helping you to increase your understanding of how to heal body, mind, soul, spirit, how to change the emotions up so that you have more calm, more peace, more optimism, more joy in your life. That's what this show is all about. So we hope you'll like us on our YouTube page. Go ahead and subscribe there. You won't miss any of the shows. And of course, pass it on to a friend or a loved one that could really use this show and help them to change their mind and be able to change their thinking and therefore change their life. All right, here comes Brandy. Brandy, okay, we're back. All right, so emotions. How do the emotions tie into this healing process?
Absolutely. So if we simplify it, we know that emotions affect the body. I mean, even if, you know, we talked about if somebody's embarrassed, their face turns red. We all know that. Even emojis know that on our cell phones where we can see the little red-faced emojis. And so it's really about identifying the different emotion. Now, there are some complexities because I make it look really simple. And what we really need to understand is that our brains also have patterned ways of thinking. And so we have to go deeper than we think that we need to create the change. We need to change in the subconscious mind. And if we get a little technical here for a moment, if we think about the mind repeating patterns, we can look at things like repetition compulsion or reenactments or attachment theory or law of attraction. So we can, whatever we want to call it, the mind repeats patterns. And so we can have, you know, a simple example. Let's say, for example, maybe a woman has an abusive father and leaves him and finds the abusive boyfriend, boss, spouse, et cetera, et cetera. That pattern can unfortunately continue, or people can have patterns of rejection or hurt or abandonment or guilt or, you know, all different types of anger or whatever it is. So we have to remember that to heal, it's not just about changing our emotions. I mean, yes, but it's about repatterning our minds at a deeper level. That's when I see radical healing occur that produces lasting results.
Okay. So that begs the question, how do we repattern our minds?
Well, a few things. So we want to keep in mind, so I'm going to mention a few things because this is going to sound a little complex because let's be honest, we know there's been people who have suffered from depression for years, who have been through therapies and counseling and still, so we have to think about the mind in a different way. And we have to start working, that's key. And that was hugely key for me, is understanding emotions and how they work. And so one simple example is this. When it comes to positive thinking, we've all tried that before. You know, positive thinking, just think positive. But our brain does work in patterns. It works in neural pathways. And so imagine somebody who's going through a field of grass. Like imagine a big field of grass. If you take a different path every day, you don't create a path in the grass. You just take a different way. But if you take the same route over and over and over and over again, what happens? You create a path in the grass. So when we think positive, we don't want to say, well, I just want to think positive about everything. We need to start and say, okay, well, I'm going to bring in a specific emotion, and we also need to amplify it. Why? Because if we get a little technical here, our emotions also affect our perception, our consciousness at a deeper level. And I want to keep this simple. If we think about a simple way to think about it, if somebody's really, really, really in love, what do they see in somebody? They see all of the good things. Or if somebody's really upset or angry or hurt, what do they see in a person? They fault find. Our brains do this automatically. It's not like we say fault find in this person, find the good in this person. So at a deeper level, our programming, our subconscious programming is running our perception of the world, of life, of people all of the time, and we don't realize it. But the more that we then change our subconscious patterning and programming and amplify the emotions, the more we also start to see and feel automatically in a different way. So there's some complexities, but that's the depth that we need for true healing.
Wow. Okay. So when I think about emotion, and I think about, let's say I have a challenge with my eyes. Okay. Let's say I want 20/20 vision again. And I'm thinking, you know, I've been wearing these glasses forever. I'm tired of losing my glasses. I've got, you know, I don't know, 200, 400 vision in these eyes. And, you know, I'd really like to heal them. What would be my first step?
Okay. So number one, I always ask people to not go right into the negative, because if negative emotions are affecting our physical body, then the last thing we want to do is increase them. So I would say first, get a vision moving forward. So I have a four-step process. G, get a vision moving forward, get new healthy mind programming. Number one, get it in, create new neural pathways, learn how to amplify the emotions, and get it in at a deeper level in the nervous system. So we have to embrace it into not just our head, but into the nervous system. So I would say that is key. Then I would also say, identify what's blocking your mind. So that's one thing. Also identify what that trigger is. Now, using eyesight, for example, a lot of times what happens is God, universe, divine made us as interesting beings, that the mind-body connection is sometimes very logical. And so with eyes, a lot of times people may have a trigger, an emotional trigger while seeing. So in some cases, a person may have fear about what they're seeing. So maybe somebody can see bills and they're triggered by it and stressed. They're like, I don't want to see. Or in some cases, I've worked with people where they're reading information and they feels glazed over. It feels blurry. And inside their head, they might be thinking, oh, I'm not that smart. Or people think I'm smart, but I'm really not. And so they're having these triggered emotions, or, oh, this is stressful. I don't want to look at this. Or, you know, so there can be different triggers towards seeing that that come up. And so looking at, you know, what is the trigger? What are the emotions that we need to really get rid of? Now, the funny thing is if we expound on this just even more beyond seeing, what's interesting is we may have neck pain and may find somebody who is a pain in the neck. And so we can have some idioms as well, or people may have back pain and feel as though that they've got a lot of weight on their back, or they're not feeling supported in life, or don't have enough financial support to hold them up, or stress about feeling unsupported in life. So in other words, there's a mind-body connection here that's fascinating. But you know, going back to Ken's brilliant question as far as eyesight goes, we would identify what are the triggers and then rewire the mind at a deeper level and step into a transformation.
I love this. Okay, well, listen, I got to take another break. When we come back, though, good news is for my audience is you don't have to do this alone, okay? Brandy has a book out there that's going to help you. And then we're going to tell you how to get in touch with her on her website. So you can really start stepping into this and actually stepping outside of your comfort zone for some of you and stepping into this new way of working in the world with your body and mind. We'll be right back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show. I'm talking with Brandy Gilmore today, and we are talking about the mind-body, soul-spirit connection is what I would say, and how to really heal just about anything. You know, and of course, in my world, you can heal anything, but yeah, that's another time, another story. Brandy, let's get into your book. You got this amazing book out there, and I want everybody to know it. So let's talk a little bit about Master Your Mind and Energy to Heal Your Body. What prompted you to write this book?
You know, after I healed myself, especially going through my injury, when doctors told me that there was nothing else they could do for me, I was looking at missing out on my entire future and life and being in extreme pain. And I didn't feel like I could live in that place. And I never wanted anybody else to experience that. And the funny thing is, after I healed, I thought, I'm just going to show the medical community because everybody's going to want to do this. And it's just become this journey that then I was, you know, started showing people. Then I was asked to give a TED talk, and then it just kind of continued to expand. And, but that it just telling people how it works, and that while mind body healing may seem impossible, it would have seemed to me, I had so many misconceptions about, you know, it's just mind over matter or it's just belief, but it's the research. So that's what I share, the research on how it's actually possible. And even going down to, you know, multiple personality disorder and energy and understanding the mind, and then the step-by-step process of how to do it. I just want everybody to learn how to heal.
And what are some of the benefits people get when they read this book? What would you say the takeaways are for my audience?
I would say, you know, I think that it's so funny. People who have known about healing for a long period of time, they read it and they go, oh my gosh, like everything actually makes sense. So they have so much more clarity and being able to do it. And I've had people messaging and going, oh my gosh, it makes sense. I get it now. I can do this. And of course it just came out a few weeks ago. So there's a huge buzz about it. So people have been able to do that. I would say the other thing is a step-by-step process and so getting real results, understanding how to do it.
That's awesome. And yeah, I did want to mention to my audience, first of all, you can get the book on Amazon. Okay. It's very, very simple. And the book also has become a bestseller in several, I don't know what, seven or eight different countries right now, something like that, you know, and more to come.
more to come, which I love, you know. Yeah. One of the things that the way that I would look at healing and health is like this, is I feel like just like if we're driving a car and the check engine light comes on, it's telling us that something is off with the car. And similarly, if we have a health issue, it is telling us there is something off with our way of thinking and feeling. And that when we really delve into the mind, body, soul, spirit connection, and we identify what is in the subconscious mind and we change it, it's a life-changing gift. And I would say that the more every person just becomes aware of that connection and masters it, it becomes life-changing on so many levels.
I love that. Well, you know, in my experience, the first step in healing is being receptive, is opening your mind to be receptive to new ideas. I had one, a friend of mine who, was like you. He was in chronic pain, except the doctors gave him three months to live. And he just had a breakthrough in his own mind. He realized that this doctor was telling him, we can't heal you. And he said, you know, I'm going to believe that doctor. He can't heal me. But you know what? I'm going to do the research and find out how to heal. And he was able to heal himself. This is 20 years ago. Heal himself completely. And now he teaches people like you and me how to heal their bodies and heal their minds and heal their souls. So First step is receptivity. I'm just saying that to my audience because a lot of times people are not receptive to something new. I know that's not my audience. Some of you are like that. But go ahead.
I agree. Actually, I just had somebody message in just last week, or maybe it was Friday, just a few days ago, messaged in and said, my husband has never believed in any of this stuff. Now I'm following through. He sees the changes. He sees my allergies are gone. This is gone. That. So she's healed multiple things. She goes, now he's reading the book. He loves it. It makes sense to him. And that's why I feel like the beginning, like part one of the book is why it makes sense. And that's what everybody's going, oh my, like this actually makes logical sense. And that's what I would say is part of the fun part is people are saying, my husband has never believed in this or my wife has never.
True healing is about results, right? It's not about pretending you're healed. It's about getting the results and going, wow, my body is healed. I have changed something. Something changed in me. Let me ask you about that because I think that's an important piece. For you, Randy, what did you have to shift so that you could heal? Okay. What was that had to shift in you?
Mine stemmed from the events of 9/11 and survivor's guilt, and also I had this feeling, this expectation, and also feeling that I was going to die. And the crazy thing is, for me, I didn't even realize this was impacting me in my subconscious mind. If you had asked me how I felt about it, I would have said, I feel so bad for the people who were in it. I wasn't even in New York at the time. I mentioned I did network engineering and operations. So I was in California on the phone, though, with a colleague who was in one of the towers at the time. And so there was, this person started yelling, help me, help me. And so it was just a lot of different things that went into my subconscious mind that I didn't even know was there.
Well, let me, I've learned this for myself. Healing is a quest and there are gifts along the way. What would you say the gift of self-healing is for the people that are listening here?
I would so agree. Everything you're saying, by the way, I'm just like, yes, like results. You'll hear me say results 1,000 times. And my method is called the gift method. And so I would say it's different for each person. And I would say there are so many. I would say the gift of empowerment, the gift of realizing we can do this. The gift of realizing just how much our thoughts and emotions really do create our lives and that we have so much more power in it all than we realize. I mean, it's written throughout the Bible and metaphysics and quantum physics and visualization. But when you actually do it and you understand how to do it, it's so empowering. So it changes relationships and love. And I mean, just there's
endless. I can assure you when I was able to heal my leg that was really torn up thinking I may never ski or, even walk straight on that again. When that happened and it happened so quick, I was ecstatic. I could, first of all, it was almost unbelievable. So I didn't really tell anybody about it for a while. I was like, I'm just going to keep this to myself. Is this even real? Is this really happening that quick? And so I was like, whoa. So it was, that gift of self-healing, man. Let me ask you one last thought here. What do you say the key is from your point of view to get these tangible healings in our body? What's the key?
What's the key? Real, genuine change. A lot of times the change that people think is needed, that it's beyond that. And it's about really rewiring your mind. And I would say another key is understanding that we have miswired mind programming and people don't realize that we have that. And a simple way to illustrate this is just there's so many misconceptions when it comes to working with the mind. For example, a miswired mind programming is sometimes people will have a feeling of pride in hardship. Now, if you have pride in hardship, imagine if you try to let go of the hardship and hurt, but you also simultaneously have pride in it. It's like trying to get rid of something and hold on to something at the same time. And always in illness, there's always some type of miswired, for example, somebody might have sympathy linked up to love. And they did that and they don't even consciously realize it, but maybe they did that at age six and it's been in their subconscious mind. And so now it's hard to get rid of problems because there's also love connected to it. And, or a lot of times people think forgiveness. They think if they forgive something that it's gone, but that would be, you know, if I went to the refrigerator and there was somebody goes and says, oh, there's old food in there. I better get rid of it. And they look at it and open the refrigerator and they say, I forgive you, and then shut the refrigerator door. That food is not gone. It's been forgiven, but it's not gone. And so understanding how to work with the mind is, I would say, is the key, is understanding and genuine change.
I agree with you. All right. Well, listen, you got the microphone to the, at least my audience. You know, we got a large audience. So what's your message to them right now about healing?
This is what I would say. I would say that, you know, if we take it off of healing for a moment, if we think about the 4-minute mile, if you've ever heard of the 4-minute mile, for years, it was thought that it was physically impossible for the human body to run a mile in under 4 minutes. And then a gentleman, Roger Bannister, did it. And after that, so many people have done it since then. And when we look at that, belief is, yeah, when we know we can do something, it's powerful. Now, if you ask me, could I run a 4-minute mile right now? The answer is no, because I haven't practiced and I don't know the skill of doing it, but I would have to do that. I would have to understand. So, but after he did it, so many others have done it. And I see the same thing is I'll see people who've been through my courses or workshops or whatnot, and they understand how to use the mind and then they get the results. And what I would say is this information, again, even written in the Bible, thousands of years, metaphysics, it's all around us. My hope is that it's not another 1,000 years before we as human beings figure it out, that right now, our generation, our time, we say, okay, we're going to use this information. It's all around us. Stress affects the physical body, you know, placebo, nocebo, all of this stuff. Let's be the generation that knows how to get results, that does it, that makes this a life-changing gift. That's
I love that. Brandy, I hope, you know, I hope someday we can meet again. You can come back and do this again because I love what you're talking about. I love your work. I encourage my audience to go get your book so that they can open up their understanding about how to heal their own bodies and be able to take their lives to a new level of joy and happiness and pain-free for a lot of you. So thank you so much for being here, Brandy. Appreciate it.
I love your heart. You're just a beautiful, beautiful being. I love what you do. So thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me. You're beautiful.
Thank you so much, Brandy. For all of you, I want to thank you for joining us here on the Heal It Show. So if you are a individual that loves this show, that loves what we're doing, please let your family, your friends, your associates know about this show. And until next time, we hope you will continue to look for and see what you need to see and do what you need to do so that your body can heal and become very vibrant in the end. Take care.